I'll begin my talk this morning by reading a passage from the larger sutra on the Buddha of Immeasurable Life. 大教 の御門をいただいてから始まりたいと思います。Invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho お願いします。If there are persons who, having heard the name of the Buddha, leap and dance with joy and are mindful of the Buddha even once, know that they receive the great benefit, that is, they acquire unexcelled virtues. Muryo jubutsu no na o kiite, yorokobi ni michi afure, odoru hodo yorokobu. Wazuka ikkai demo nembutsu sureba, sono hito wa ookinaru, ookina riyaku o eru to 知るがよい。すなわち、この上ない功徳を身に備えるのであると、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ。Once again, good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。再びおはようございます。So I very much enjoyed our Obon Odori last week. I hope that all of you did as well. It was always fun to, it's always fun to see everybody dancing. And one of the things I particularly enjoy are the Odori practices. So leading up to the Odori itself for, it's about 3 weeks or 4 weeks before the dance itself, we have practices every Monday and Thursday night. And I saw many of you were there joining us and practicing and learning the dances. This year, my wife also did a little bit of odori teaching during the summer Terakoya program. At the end of July, we had a 5-day period where many of our young people came and joined us for the Terakoya. Did anybody here come for Terakoya during a couple of people here were here during that time? And so you may recall that on the Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, shortly before the participants left for the day, we had a little odori practice taught by my wife, Shoko, who I have to say, I think that was maybe her second or third experience of teaching the odori. She hadn't had a lot of practice up to that point, but she's a very good dancer. And, you know, so she did her very best to teach them one of the easier dances, the Obon Odori no Uta. Even I can do it. It's, you know, a few fairly simple motions, and she, you know, she practiced it and, you know, kind of tried to pay attention during the practices, and then she taught the participants in the Terakoya program how to do this dance, and then they were such good students. They paid very close attention to her teaching. They were very attentive. They all practiced, and they learned it just as she had taught them. And then that evening, so this was on Monday, and then that night there was dance practice. And some of the Terakoya participants, good students that they were, they also came in the evening to practice what they had learned from Mrs. Adams. And so we went through all the dances, and then in the little break after Obon Odori no Uta, the dance that my wife had taught, one of the Terakoya participants came up to Shoko and said in a soft voice, "Mrs. Adams! They're doing it wrong. The instructors are doing it wrong. That's not the way you taught us." And so and Shoko, of course, during the dance, realized that there was a difference from what she had been teaching and what the official dance instructors, Mrs. Iwamoto and Mrs. Takayoshi, were teaching. And so the next day, Shoko brought the dancing into agreement. So she revised what she was teaching for the children, and everybody learned to do the dance very well. But, you know, I have to be honest and say that, you know, during the dance practices, Shoko and I weren't always able to pay close attention to what was going on, because Ryoma and Shoma also love, our sons also love Obon Odori, and so they were running around and inventing their own dances, and we just had to make sure they stayed within the parking lot. But we really, really enjoyed the Odori, and I particularly enjoyed seeing people who hadn't been to the temple before, hadn't done Odori before, come and join in the dances. And I particularly noticed that on the day of the odori itself, so last Saturday evening, we had several people here who I had never seen before at the practices, and who, you know, they sort of turned up, and I got the sense that they just came to watch. They saw, you know, oh, there's going to be some Japanese dancing, this looks interesting, and they came and they watched, and I noticed by about the third dance that several of them had actually joined the circle and were, you know, doing their best with the dances. Unfortunately, our dances are fairly straightforward and just a few repetitive, simple motions, and they were able to follow along. And I noticed that, you know, they didn't always understand the concept of the circle going around. Sometimes we would have, you know, like one side of the circle would have three rings, and the other side would have five rings. But, you know, everybody was dancing. And, you know, Victor, our president, made the comment that, you know, this was kind of a special year and that when you looked out on the dancing, there were more people actually in the circle than in the chairs. And to me, that's what odori is all about. It's not something to be observed, kind of spectator activity, but it's something to join in for all of us. And I was reminded of one of the experiences that I had previously when I was serving in Southern California, shortly before I came up here to Oxnard, or to San Mateo, when I was serving Oxnard in Santa Barbara. I had the opportunity to participate in an obon odori at the Santa Barbara Buddhist Church, where they hadn't had odori for about 30 years. The membership was kind of declining, and so they at one point had just stopped doing the obon dancing. And so we, the members of the temple decided, well, let's offer it. We'll just do dancing. And we had started out by thinking, you know, we'll just do something similar to what we do here for our practices. Just pull a speaker, the stereo system out of the hondo, wheel it out, and just play it, and we'll have a few people dancing in the parking lot. But as word began to spread, people were so excited about the idea of odori is coming back to Santa Barbara. And so people just came out of the woodwork, and more people expressed interest. We decided we better get a bigger speaker system. We don't know how many people are going to show up, but you know, it seems like there's going to be some people coming. And it turned out that there were actually two busloads from Los Angeles drove up the coast to come and do odori. And there was a little write-up in the local newspaper. And so people just turned out in droves. At the time that the dancing started, one of the staff from the Dafu, it's a Japanese newspaper based in Los Angeles, did a little write-up and wrote that there seemed to be about 500 people there in the parking lot. It's about the size of our parking lot here, maybe a little smaller. And so there are all these people, and so there was a very tight ring of instructors, as you always have. You know, they're wearing their yukata, and they're right in the middle, and these are the people who are leading the dance. And about half of the people there were there from other places in Southern California, or a few people even came down from this area, and they were there to dance, right? The other half of the people were there to watch. And most of the people who were there to watch had never experienced this obon odori before. So the people who came to dance sort of interspersed themselves, you know, throughout the crowd, ready to dance. The people who came to watch, they wanted to get as close as possible to the performers who were in the center ring. So what you had was a complete mix of people who came to watch and people who came to dance. So perhaps you can imagine what happened when the music started. Everybody who was there to dance started dancing. Everybody who was there to watch just stood there, watching the middle. But all of a sudden, the whole crowd around them starts going around and around and moving in a circle. And to me, it was fascinating to see there were two kinds of responses to this. One was sheer panic, like a deer in headlights. Ah, what's happening? And as fast as they could, tried to get to that outer ring. The other kind of response, which is the one I was interested in, were the people who looked around them and were sort of stunned, like, what's happening? But then they started to move with the crowd. They thought, well, everybody's dancing. this isn't too difficult. I'll just join in and I'll try. I'll try it out. And I thought, that is the moment of Obon Odori. And we all face these moments in our lives, right? Where all of a sudden, everything is turning and moving all around us. And we don't know what we're supposed to do. And we kind of have two choices, right? We can try to run to the sidelines and say, I'm going to sit this one out. Or we can say, oh, I'll join the dance. I will join the movements. There are people around me who are helping me, who are supporting me, who are showing me the way. And I can do this. I can try this out. And sometimes we don't really have a choice about whether we're going to dance or not. The dance comes to us. We find ourselves right in the middle. We're in that center ring, and there's no way we're going to be able to get through that swarm of 400 people to get to the outer ring. And so we have to dance, and we can make the best of it. We can either panic and have a very difficult experience, or we can look around and see that there are people supporting us, people showing us the way. And to me, that's really the heart of Obori Obon Odori in the Nembutsu. Nembutsu no Obon Odori というのは、まあ、もう割が動き出して、自分がどうするかということですね。立ち止まってパニック、そして逃げようとする。これは一つの選択肢ですね。もう一つは、じゃあ踊ってみよう。上手じゃないかもしれない。おそらく下手かもしれないけど、とにかく踊ってみよう。とにかく、周りがいるから、助け合いながら、お互いに敬い、お互いに支持しながら動いてみよう。というお心も一つの可能性である。で、この二番目の可能性は、これは念仏の動きだと思います。自分の人生の中に踊りが自分のところにやってきて、特に踊りたくない時があるんですけど、その時こそどうすればいいかと、自分の心の中にどこかの力があったら動ける、踊られる。その力を見つけるというのは、仏様の御教え、南無阿弥陀仏のお名前を聞くところで、念仏を聞いて、動ける力に身につくということもあるということですね。In the passage that I read at the beginning of my talk, talks about how if people hear the name of the Buddha, that they can leap, if those who can hear that name and then leap and dance with joy and think about, reflect upon the Buddha, the example that the Buddha set in his life, the wisdom and compassion that he provides as his teaching, that those people receive a great benefit, unexcelled virtues. They receive the great benefit of peace of mind, being able to face whatever comes with calm, with composure, to find joy in the midst of difficulty and challenges. この念仏の仏様の前の名前を聞いて、その名前を聞いて仏様のどんな方であった、気づいたら、私のお手本であり、私の導きであると気づいたら、喜びあふれ、踊るほど人生が楽しめる可能性がある。大変なことがあって、悲しいことがあって、難しいことが必ずある。しかし、その中でもう我が助け合いながら生きていける力を見つけるのは、これはお念仏の人生だと私が思っております。So we're about to start a new school year for many of you. You're going off to new schools. Perhaps you're starting a new class, a new year. Some familiar people, some new faces. This autumn time is a time when many of us, at the end of our summer breaks, we kind of go back to what were our normal lives, but perhaps things have changed. Perhaps there are challenges there, things unexpected. But in the midst of those challenges, there's also the possibility for enjoyment, the possibility for joy. And in order to find that, to see that, we have to have a direction in which we can turn our minds. And we find that in the Buddha and in the Nembutsu. So I thank you for joining us this Sunday, and I think we're in a good direction to start the new year hearing the teachings of the Buddha. I'd like to conclude by once again reading these words spoken by the Buddha in the Sutra on Immeasurable Life. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho, onegaishimasu. The Buddha said to Maitreya, if there are persons who having heard the name of the Buddha, leap and dance with joy, and are mindful of the Buddha even once, know that they receive the great benefit. That is, they acquire the unexcelled virtues. Muryoju no na o kiki yorokobi ni michi afure, wazuka ikkai demo nenbutsu sureba, kono hito wa ookina riyaku o eru to shiru ga yoi, sunawachi kono ue nai kudoku o mi ni sonaeru no de aru to. Namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu. Namo Amida butsu. Namo Amida butsu. Namo Amida butsu. Namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu. Namanda butsu, namanda butsu. Namanda butsu.